This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
So, of course, Caitlin Clark gets drafted number one to the WNBA. I have said this on the show many times. I was a four-sport athlete through my senior year of high school. I didn't go and play on collegiately. I have four kids. My oldest is my son, of course, but then I have three daughters. My 11-year-old, I coach her in volleyball, coach her in basketball. She is constantly working to compete and to be better. And what Caitlin Clark has done to draw attention and a lot of discussion, of course, to women's sports, I would say is only rivaled by one other female athlete that we hear a lot from. And we are very excited to welcome Riley Gaines onto the Annie Fry Show today. She's the host of Outkick's Gaines for Girls podcast. And we are very excited to be speaking with you today, Riley. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Annie. I'm thrilled to be on with you.
I have been watching your story, and I don't know what it's like for swimming. I've never been a swimmer. I admire swimmers for the fitness that you have to have and the competition level that you have to have. Your story is a very interesting one to me because I knew your story before I knew your name. When the Leah Thomas thing was happening, everybody knew Leah Thomas's name. Not everybody knew Riley Gaines' name yet, but everybody is still talking about Riley Gaines because you've brought this story into the forefront. And as a mom of three girls that I expect to be active in sports, I just want to tell you thank you for not backing down to the pressures that are out there right now trying to silence your voice.
Well, you're so sweet. It's girls like your daughters that, I mean, that's what we're fighting for. This isn't about me. It's not about, you know, me continuing to compete. I'm done swimming. No one wants to see me swim. I'd probably drown if I got in a pool now.
Probably not.
But it is. It's for girls like your daughter or girls like my younger sister, who's an elite level gymnast who will go on to college and do amazing things. That's exactly why we fight the fight we're fighting.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we have to have a specific goal. I think that one thing that you've been able to do for this fight is kind of define what the battlefield is because, you know, we had a Supreme Court justice confirmation hearing where Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, said, you know, can you tell us what a woman is? And she was like, no, I'm not a doctor. Like, that is absurd. That is absolutely crazy to hear. But it's kind of a broad, you can set it aside on the broad, no pun intended. That's funny. Political conversation that doesn't really hit home. Your story hits home. Where do you think that people can squarely focus their attention on making sure that girls like my daughter and like your sister, where do we need to be focusing our attention right now to speak truth to the idea out here that you're like a hateful person if you don't agree with letting men compete with women?
What a crazy statement. And to your point about our wonderful sitting Supreme Court justice who couldn't answer what a woman is because she claimed she wasn't a biologist. Guess what, Annie? I'm not a veterinarian, but I know what a dog is. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life. We are seeing this, what I would call this systemic overall erasure of women happening at every single level. Of course, at the tippy top, the federal level, right? The people leading this country, the people in the White House right now, they're actively rewriting Title IX, changing its definition entirely. Of course, Title IX is the federal civil rights law that prevents discrimination on the basis of sex. That ultimately, it's a very broad piece of legislation, but most notably known for giving women the opportunity to compete and mm-hmm. succeed in sports. Our administration is what I would call, this is an abomination. So you can see it there. Of course, you can see the privacy aspect of things in areas, you know, like locker rooms or bathrooms where women are being entirely violated. They are non-consensually being exploited in areas of undressing. And I can certainly speak to this as someone who had to undress next to a 6'4" man who was fully intact, fully exposing himself, again, inches away from where we were simultaneously undressing. You can see this issue happening in sororities. You have men joining these sororities, saying they're women. These girls are, you know, they're promised sisterhood. They're getting the brother they never wanted. Of course, in prisons, you can see this, even this attack on our language, right?
Yeah.
We talked about the Supreme Court justice, but even just yesterday, Governor Katie Hobbs of Arizona, which, of course, it's a woman. Women have proven time and time again to be our own worst enemy. But Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed a piece of legislation that would do nothing other than define and codify the word woman and other sex-based terms like male, female, even sex itself. It would define those terms in state statute. And Governor Katie Hobbs was actually the third female governor to veto this legislation.
Yeah, it's a head scratcher. I wonder when you were getting in the pool next to Leah Thomas, Leah Thomas is beating you, although you actually competed with her. It's always funny to listen to you explain how non-successful he was when he competed with men versus how you almost outswam him and what you tied him the one time where you were supposed to be on the podium. I think you talk about this on the Joe Rogan podcast. I watched that one and listened to you as you explained, like, you got one trophy and you guys have a tie. Like, how often do you tie in swimming? It seems like it's not something that would happen very frequently.
No, it's very rare. Of course, this is a sport that's measured down to the hundredth of a second. When you're racing for a minute and 40 seconds and not even 1/100th separated us, that's rare to say the least, which what I would call it divine intervention is what mm-hmm. it was. And secondly, it's incredibly embarrassing for a 6'4" man. You can't even be a 5'5" girl.
Yeah. It's when I was listening to you talk about that and you were explaining the presentation, the podium that ceremony or whatever that takes place afterwards, it was clear that they chose him over you. It was clear that there was something more important than, you know, in sports, the thing that most people like about sports, the thing I like about sports is there are winners and losers. You know where you rank. You know where you stand. You know if you lose that you got to get better by, you know, a tenth of a second or 40 yards or whatever it might be. And they chose Leah Thomas over you. And I think that you had said in that Joe Rogan conversation something about you questioned whether you should have gotten in the pool to begin with.
Of course. This was, you know, I'll take you to my mindset this day. Look, I swam, my whole life. I started swimming when I was 4, graduated when I was 22. So, I mean, that means I dedicated 18 years mm-hmm. of my life to my sport. So it's, you know, saying it's a lifelong journey is an understatement. But it was this debacle, you know, do I get in the water? Do I participate in the farce ultimately? And I had decided in that moment, I didn't think it was right for me to not compete. Like I said, the sacrifices, the time, the hours, the dedication that I put in, I wanted to compete. This was the last meet of my 18-year career. But looking back now, seeing, of course, the severity of this issue, seeing the trajectory of this issue as it continues to happen across the country, really across the world, at every level, every sport, every division, every state. I wish I would have made a more concerted effort to getting girls to not get in that pool. That's ultimately what needs to happen. At the time, I thought our leaders, right, the mm-hmm. people in authority positions would stand up for us. But now I realize what a naive thought that was, to wait for people to do the right thing unprovoked. We'd be waiting for forever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. Isn't it, we're speaking with Riley Gaines right now, isn't it so frustrating, especially in a situation like that? You're young. There are people in charge, the NCAA. You would think that there would be somebody who would step up and say, obviously, there's a right and a wrong here. And in the same conversation, you don't have to. That doesn't automatically imply that you hate the person that is not going to be qualified to swim in that particular race. But you have to assess what is fair. That's what NCAA sports is always doing, is rules and making sure that the competitions aren't tilted or slanted or favored in one way or the other. And you sit around and you wait for someone to do the right thing, and no one shows up. And your thought was, or at least you should have worked on trying to get people to protest that swim along with you. Do you give that advice right now to parents across the country if their daughter is in a volleyball match, if their daughter is in a basketball game or a track meet, and they're put in a position to compete against a biological male? Are you suggesting those families should sit it out?
You know what I do, which, again, I know better than anyone, it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. And it's not a position that anyone should have to be in, especially even talking with girls as young as elementary school, middle school. It's a position that no one should have to be in. But ultimately, sacrifices have to be made at some point. And if this is not the hill that you are willing to die on, then what in the world is? This to me is so fundamental. And again, so much broader than just the effects of not getting the trophy or whatever those implications are from a tangible, visual standpoint. This is about principles at this point. This is, monumental to life as we know it, not to exaggerate the issue, not to make it seem larger than what it is. But the premise here is that we're denying objective truth, of course, biblical truth, but objective truth, biological reality, the most basic of truths at that. That is why this is so important to me. So yes, I do think it's necessary to see girls stand down, to see parents take a stand, parents who are willing to defend their daughters. We mentioned being failed by the NCAA and of course our specific universities, but I believe even parents of these athletes who continue to be impacted, especially young girls, they're failing their daughters as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a really incredibly hard thing to do, to put as much work and effort into something to compete. And, you know, you were doing it at a very high level when you were collegiately swimming. But it, as a middle school mom right now, you know, you put in a lot of time and effort. Nobody knows about it except for your small circle of people. But when you do see situations in high schools where biological boys are participating, what we keep hearing from people is it's not happening that much. And it's like, I need to know, how many times does it need to happen before we care about it? And why would we sit silently while we are seeing it happen across the country and let it expand to a position where, you know, now it is affecting so many different people? Your message of not suffering the foolishness surrounding this issue, I think, is an important one. It's an incredibly hard one, but I think your words on it are very necessary for people to hear. I want to ask you one last question, Riley, before we let you go. And I want to remind people that you have a podcast with Outkick, Gains for Girls. Please, folks, go check it out and subscribe and listen to more of what Riley is doing, because you're a pioneer here in a weird way, making women be notified for being, or known for being, women. Do you have people who come up to you and quietly speak their support for you? That's always my question for someone like you that's doing something that is a little bit trailblazing and controversial. I'm wondering if you get a lot of quiet support.
Every single day, every single day, which, of course, I'm always honored to have support of people. I have people who come up and say, look, I'm a mom. You know, I have daughters. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I can't do anything because, you know, I work a corporate job, but but you keep going. Or I'll have athletes come up or message me privately. Some athletes who we all know, very renowned, famous, professional athletes, who say, yeah, you keep going. But, you know, I can't join you. I've got sponsorships. I've got endorsements or what have you. This is my livelihood, but you keep taking those arrows. And I just want to shake them. Again, I understand the position they're in. I understand the risk and the threats, because honestly, they're real. They really are. But this would be over so quickly if we could unite, lock arms, and stand together. Take away the you know, red versus blue of it all. If we could just stand together, this would be over almost immediately. But people are terrified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's never going to change if people aren't willing to take those risks. And the way to take those risks is to weigh what we're sacrificing by not speaking up. And Riley, you, like I said, you're leading the charge in this. And I'm sad that people had to so nationally learn your name through the deal that you've had to go through. But I am very grateful that you weren't willing to shut up or to go along with it, because the going along with it has gotten us so far down the slippery slope. And watching you try to fight back against it is very inspiring. Riley, thanks for being with us today. It's a real pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you. And be sure to tell your daughters I say hi.
Oh, my gosh. They will just love that. They know who you are, and I will make sure that they've heard that. Riley, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again maybe sometime soon.
You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. She is the host of Outkicks, Gains for Girls, and she's got a book as well, Swimming Against the Current. It's coming out next month. So check out that book, Swimming Against the Current, and support Riley. She needs our support. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't know in a financial way. She needs our support in a, we're with you and we're supporting you. We're actively participating in fighting to keep common sense common. And Riley Gaines has been doing that. She's fearless. It's really, fun's not the right word, because it's regretful that we have to be at this place, but it is inspiring to watch her just march straight into the storm of what is going on culturally right now, with a very honest place that she's coming from. Riley Gaines here on The Annie Fry Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.